Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is the one and only Darren Brown. Launched my first podcast, actually. I haven't done this before, so I might mess up, and it actually might suck. But hey, here goes nothing. So I wanted to do my first podcast and launch this off to let you guys know, like, you know, who I am, what I'm trying to do with the business, a little background about me, and just to really keep it 100, honestly. I mean, I just want this to be an open forum. There's no editing. There's no BS filters. I think I have a little background music playing. That's cute. But you might even hear some people walk in. Or you might hear me yell at somebody to get out of the room or whatever. So here goes nothing. So I was raised in the suburbs of Chicago. Two parents, working class, worked hard, did well for themselves. My dad was an engineer. Mom owned a business. And they raised me with very, very strict money rules. You know, you do your chores, you get $5. You line up your shoes, you get 10 bucks. You know, nothing special. You know, I wasn't getting $100,000 for doing, you know, wiping after I took a poop. You know, nothing extreme. But my father especially was very conservative with money. And my mom was a little bit more on the liberal side, but also made a very good living as well. So over the years, I adopted these habits, which were really good money habits. And I wanted to add to them as I got older. And I did. You know, I maxed out my 401k for a few years, and I traded commodities and done some dividend investing, played around with Forex, done some futures trading. I've done a lot of different things as far as it relates to like money and investments, things of that nature. So, you know, I've got a little bit of experience, and also I have a degree in business, so that helps too. Anyway, getting back to my childhood. So I was raised, yada, 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 got married, terrible thing, shouldn't have done that. Don't regret who I married, maybe it wasn't the right time, I don't know, didn't work out. That ended, and I started working for the railroad, and just mopping, sweeping, cleaning the floors. And then I got a promotion to become a pipe fitter. And then while I was a pipe fitter, the company I worked for, the railroad, had a tuition reimbursement program. So they paid for me to go back to school. So I just went back to school and I got my degree in business administration. Nothing special, there's nothing fancy. Some of you guys have PhDs and, you know, triple doctorate degrees and whatever, you know, 15 letters behind your name. I just got a regular bachelor's degree in business. So, moving on. Worked for the railroad, started off sweeping floors, got a promotion to become a pipe fitter. While I was a pipe fitter, I went back to school to get my business degree, like I mentioned. And I also started my first business while I was working on my business degree called EcoLife. And what I did is I supplied green cleaning products to Chicago public schools. So if they needed, you know, soap, detergent, floor stripper, window cleaner, I supplied those things. And I made a little bit of money, nothing too impressive, but I did all right. So I had a bad year. I was in business 2 years, and the third year was a bad year. Now, mind you, I'm 22 years old, so I'm a little young doing this stuff. Business went bad. I got mad. So you know what? I'm out. The stress of it, I just couldn't handle it. I was married. I was in school. I was running a business and working full time. It was quite a bit on my plate. So I decided to let the business go. I don't regret it. I learned a lot from having that. So fast forward, I was doing well as a pipe fitter. I enjoyed the job. Got a little dirty, but an opportunity opened up for me to go become a conductor. So I said, hey, more money, I'll do it. I became a conductor with that same railroad. I worked at that for 5 years, and it was fun, but it was a challenge. You know, switching cars, things of that nature, working outside. You make great money, but you did work a lot of hours, so I don't regret it, but it's something I could say I did it. I did it, and I lived a nice lifestyle. I lived downtown Chicago, had a nice rooftop, friends over, we partied, drank all the time. It was great. It was great. So while this is happening, still, I'm very keen on my money. I'm still watching my investments. I'm still reading a lot of information about you know, financial planning. I read, you know, Susie Orman and Grant Cardone, Robert Kiyosaki. Like, I read all these guys, Ty Lopez, like all these guys of, like, you know, finance or what do you call it? Like self-motivation. Like, I've read all these books you're supposed to read. Anyway, so I'm a conductor in Chicago. Everything's great. Making money. Getting, bouncing back from the divorce. Life is awesome. Then, out of nowhere, I get a call, or a message rather, on my Instagram page from a casting director in LA. It says, hey, we're interested in you for a TV show. I'm thinking it's a scam, a legit scam. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. So then the lady, she hits me back like, hey, are you really interested? And I'm like, yeah, okay, put my name down, whatever. So one thing leads to another. I get casted for a TV show, a reality TV show on a major network. And I mean, it paid pretty good money, but the whole process of being on TV, on a reality TV show, was definitely a learning experience, something I had never, ever imagined I would be doing. It totally came out of nowhere. So I lived out in LA in a mansion with seven guys, seven girls at a time. And every week, two guys left and got voted off, and two girls got voted off, and two new girls came in, two new guys came in. It was a great time. We drank, we barbecued. I made some very close friends, two of which I consider to this day good friends of mine. Maybe three. I say three. I don't leave anybody out. So that came out of nowhere once again. And but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But still, like I did it for the money. I mean, the money was good. So, but as soon as I'm recording a show or whatever, I get a message that I got accepted to be a conductor for a brand new bullet train operation in South Florida. So I'm like, well, where is my life taking me? So I say, hey, all right, I'll do it. So I pack all my stuff. I have a Prius. That's what I drive. I like nice steaks and nice things. I live in a dope place, and I like fancy dinners, but I just can't spend the money on a car for some reason. I know. I'm all messed up. Anyway, so I pack all my stuff in my Prius. Literally, whatever I could fit in the Prius, I took. If I couldn't fit it in my car, it stayed in Chicago. And I just drove down. Didn't know anybody. No friends, no family, no relative, nothing. Just made it happen. So I drove down, and still always counting the costs, counting the money, like my father told me, and my mom was a good example of that too. Got down here, and the transition was not that difficult because I had a few dollars saved up. And for some others, it was a little more difficult. They didn't have as much, or had families, or whatever the individual situation was. So some was easier, some was harder. So moving forward, I finally got established in South Florida. I met a girl who swept me off my feet, obviously. Her name is Valerie, and you won't be seeing here much of her. But I was asked, if I could do anything for free, what would I do? Because I was chasing my passion. Like, what would you do if you could do for free? Because I'm like, okay, I'm running like bullet. I'm on a bullet train, on a bullet train, like, sweet. You know, but for some reason, I still felt like I wasn't giving back enough. I had a dope job. I made good money, had killer money in investments and savings. Like, I've got this hot girlfriend, but like, I still feel like I had a lot more in my tank. So with finances always being my passion, I said to myself, well, when that person posed that question, I said, well, you know, if I could do anything for free, I would teach, at the time I said, I would teach children, especially children that are, living in poverty and less fortunate, how to manage their money. The basic money management skills. That's what I would do. So I finally got my resources together, and I started this business, Advantage Financial Consulting, that is financial planning for the average Joe. A lot of people are intimidated by financial planners because they think, oh, I gotta have so much money in investments, or I don't have that much liquid cash, or I just don't know how to manage money. But I wanted to create something that is like regular people can relate to. Like, okay, I make 50 grand a year. I'm living check to check. What do I need to do? look at my finances, what can I do? And something that's reasonable. I'm not going to tell you, okay, well, you need to put 80% of your income into, you know, I don't know, some stupid stuff. I'm going to tell you, hey, you need this much money, realistically, you need to stop eating so much goddamn fast food, okay? Or, you know, you're paying for some bullshit that you need to get rid of, like, plain and simple. So that's why I started the business, to really try to give back to people that are less fortunate or people that are just bad with managing money. I've done all the different types of investments, or a lot of different types. I've worked with a lot of different types of financial planners, and I understand how intimidating that process can be. So, you know, I want something that is financial planning made simple. It's simple. It's not rocket science. It's simple. Lots of people just walked in, so you might hear a little squeaking, I think somebody's birthday, so it's a cake here. So you might hear some smacking, chewing, some wiping of the mouth. but yeah, so that's where I'm at now. I have always been interested, and I've always had a knack for finances and things related to money. I've got the degree in business. I was raised by a mom who had a very successful business when I was younger, and a dad who was like Scrooge. Have you guys ever seen that TV show, Everybody Hates Chris? And you remember Terry Crews, the dad on that show, and he hated spending money for anything. That's my dad. He was kind of a tight wad, but, you know, he's still very meticulous with his money. I've seen him writing the bills out on a loose leaf sheet of paper, and it just cracked me up, because I'm like, dad, man, you make all this money and a big dope house and da-da-da, and why are you doing your bills on a sheet of paper? Well, son, sheet of paper never let me down. And you know what? He's still on top because of it. So, again, this is my first podcast. This will be a series. This is number one podcast one. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. And, you know, just to get to know my audience a little bit. I'm just a regular goddamn person. I'm not no super millionaire. I'm not going to show you a yacht or a private fucking jet. Excuse my language. Freaking jet. So, hope you guys enjoy it. I'll be coming out with a podcast once a week. I'll try to take some questions on some basic money management skills, some things you can do different to get your dollar stretch your dollar out a little bit, how to organize your money. And then we'll also be doing YouTube. The YouTube channel will be launching off pretty soon here. This is all baby steps. So this is all, you know, in the making. But I wanted to put out some content so that you can have something to know, like, who is this freaking guy? Who is Darren Brown? Who the hell is that asshole? This is an introduction to something I hope will be very successful and last a long time. But I think we're going to do all right. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for investing 13 minutes and 20 seconds of your day with me, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.